It's like, I know you guys. So what is your trigger? Okay? What triggers you to sabotage yourself? That's going to help you move into stage three, where you're in the middle of sabotaging yourself. You've like just hit the snooze button and you're like, nope, I'm going to pop this baby in reverse, back out of here. Okay? So when you're in stage three, what you're going to do, again, what are your triggers? But then I want you to create a plan. Next time I hit this trigger, here's what I'm going to do instead. Next time I'm feeling stressed and I find myself walking to the freezer and opening the freezer, grabbing the Ben & Jerry's, I'm going to put it back and I'm going to take the dog for a walk. Or I'm going to go and like fist, like air punch air, whatever, right? I'm just, get it out. Whatever it is. Whatever works for you to get rid of that trigger, that emotional energy in your body. Do it, okay? Then you're going to get to stage four. And by the way, this isn't a linear process. Sometimes you'll be in stage three, and then you'll slide back to stage two, and then you'll jump to stage four, and then you'll slide back. So it is a process. It is a practice. So if you're like, I was in stage four yesterday, and today I'm in stage two, that's okay. It's part of the process. You're recognizing it. You come to a point where it's almost like you come to a metaphorical fork in the road in your mind, where you know that if you go right, what you're going to get. You're like, I've done that before. I've grabbed the Ben & Jerry's. I know what happens here. I'm going to do this instead this time. Here's why it's going to feel super uncomfortable to do the thing that you would not normally do. We are creatures of habit. The known devil is less scary than the unknown. There's a story about a man in ancient times, and he stole a loaf of bread from the kingdom, and he was brought before the king, and the king said, you have two choices. You can choose door A, which is certain death, or you can choose door B. I'm not going to tell you what's behind door B, but if you choose door B, you have to accept whatever fate lies behind that door. And the man goes, door A, right? What do you guys think was behind door B? What popped into your head? What was it? Forgiveness, okay. Some of you have done some work on intrusive thoughts. Anybody like seeing like a lion or like the worst possible, right? Yeah, a lot of people's mind goes to like, door B has some sort of torture behind it, so we are not doing that. Just sudden death, please. Or certain death, please. So as the man's being dragged away to his certain death, he says, King, I just need to know, what was behind the other door? And the king said, freedom. There is a point in our transformation where we have to walk through the fire of discomfort. We have to do the thing that is uncomfortable, that stretches us. The thing that we're like, oh, I don't know if I can make this work right now. I don't know if financially I can make this work. It's going to stretch me, but I'm going to do it. Right? It's going to stretch me time-wise, but I'm going to do it. It's going to make me feel really uncomfortable because I have to look at those skeletons that I've packed away in that closet super neatly. Right? But they're about to come tumbling out. We have to do what's uncomfortable to get to that next level. Okay? And that's how you know you're in stage four, is you are willing to choose the unknown and the discomfort. So, secret three, creating the new reality. What is our capacity for long-term sustainable change? Let me tell you. So in your mind, you have these brain cells. You have about 100 billion. That's billion with a B. So we got a whole lot of brain cells. Okay? Each brain cell does something really cool, and they grow these arms or these branches called dendrites. And we grow a dendrite every time we learn something new. How many of you have learned something new today? Awesome. I told Vina, my promise was one new dendrite per person, so we're just about there. Okay? So every time we learn something new, we grow a new dendrite. Now these dendrites will connect with each other. based on similar information or things that happen at the same time. Okay, and then when they connect, we call that a neural pathway. And that neural pathway is essentially an electrical circuit. And every time the electricity flows through that circuit, you will get the same result or the same outcome. This, by the way, is what they call muscle memory. It's just you've built some neural pathways for it. Now, the more that we use these pathways, the stronger they become until they're like a reflex. How many of you can drive from, say, your home to the grocery store or your home to the office and not even have to think about where you're going? You like get there some days and you're like, how did I get here? Right? You like go on autopilot. That's the white neural pathway. That's what we call a reflex now. You just go on autopilot. So your limiting beliefs, the ones that hijack you, are reflexes in your mind. Okay? They have become superhighway neural pathways that you don't even have to think about it, and that not good enough is showing up. That fear of rejection is showing up. The good news is the brain that you have right now in this moment is different to the brain that you had when I started talking. Because our brain is constantly rewiring ourselves, which means we can use this to our advantage and we can create new neural pathways that serve us instead of hold us back. We can create neural pathways that empower us instead of limiting us. I've already given you a couple exercises on how to do this. What was the first one? So there was the close your eyes. There's the connect with your future self, right? What did they do? What did they believe? And then there's the ones that I gave you for the four stages of self-sabotage. That's your homework. It's like home play, right? Because it's not work. It's fun for me. So we can create these new neural pathways when we actually do these exercises. You have created new dendrites today. And you'll want to drink water, by the way, to make sure those dendrites fully form. It takes a lot of water to do that. Not just coffee, water. Okay? Not caffeinated water, just water. So, but those dendrites won't do much if you don't build more. You're going to create more dendrites and more neural pathways when you do these exercises that I gave you. So please do them. They're not here for my benefit. I already know them. I already do them. Okay? So, your limiting beliefs are neural pathways. But we can erase a neural pathway. We can collapse neural pathways. We can reprogram neural pathways to align with what we want for our future. So we have 100 billion brain cells. If every brain cell, each individual one, was to grow as many dendrites as it possibly could, if it maxed out on dendrite creation, you would get 10,000 dendrites per neural path or per brain cell. And if every possible dendrite connected to every other dendrite that it could possibly connect to, the number of connections in your mind is written like this, 10 to the power of 10 to the power of 11. And if any of you are like, I don't even know what, like, well, Tiffany, I didn't come here for math today, right? I came for a mindset talk. The math is later when we talk financing. I'll give you a picture of what that looks like. If you were to take every individual grain of sand from every beach in the entire world, that's how much potential you have in these 6 inches between your ears. If you were to take every star in the known galaxy, that's how much potential you have. Doesn't matter how old you are, we all have this potential. This is our capacity for long-term change. We just have to use the tools. Okay? Now, every second, you have 140 million pieces. If you've ever seen me talk about this before and you're like, you said it was 2 million like 3 years ago when I seen you speak, this is how quickly the science is changing. right? We now know that it's about 140 million pieces of information per second that is being stored in your unconscious mind. Anybody ever seen the movie Inside Out? The Disney Pixar movie with the emotions? Yeah. I watched it before I had a kid, so like, I have zero judgment, right? They show like the unconscious mind as being like this never-ending place with like floor-to-ceiling bookshelves and all the balls, right? Because you're getting 140 million pieces of new information per second being stored there. That's a lot of information. How much do you think comes through the consciousness? To your conscious mind? 4%. Anybody want to do those numbers? So, it's about 134 pieces of information. And then you chunk those 134 pieces down into about seven clusters of information. That's a lot of information that's going missing that you don't have an awareness of. So how do we go from 140 million to 134? We delete information. Anybody ever been walking around before and you have your phone in your hand and you're like, does anybody see my phone? Or like maybe your glasses on your head, right? You deleted information. My best friend called me one day. Hey, have you seen my phone? And I was like, the one that you're calling me on? And she's like, oh, found it. Okay, we delete information. We distort information. My grandpa, before he passed, he believed that women were not very good drivers. We clearly all know that's not true, right? But that was his belief. So I remember I was about 6 years old and we drove past an accident. We didn't actually see the accident happen, so we don't know who was at fault. We don't know what happened. But there was one woman and like five men just standing around these accident sites. Nobody's in the car. We couldn't tell who was who. And we drive past and my grandpa goes, women drivers. He distorted what he saw at that accident scene to match his beliefs. And guess what you do every single day? We distort what we see in the world to match our belief systems. So if you believe that it's not possible for somebody to just give you money, you will distort what you see in this room to be like, oh, those people that came up and got those bills before, they clearly like were given the heads up beforehand. They're probably giving it back to him backstage, right? That's what you'll do. We delete information, we distort information to match our belief systems. When I got into toxic relationship after toxic relationship, I had some really nice guys asking me out too. And what did I say to my friends, ladies? He's too nice. He's too nice. Meanwhile, this dude over here is handing me like a bouquet of red flags, and I'm like, oh, these are the most beautiful roses ever. I'm serious. If I had met my husband before I started my healing journey, I'd be like, too nice, friend zone, right? That's what we do. And then we generalize to match our belief systems. We generalize like, oh, this area, this state, this type of investment, not good, because I had one bad deal go down. Or a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend had one bad deal go down, so I'm not doing that. Right? Oh, it's too good to be true, so I'm going to generalize that into the too good to be true bucket. So we want to be aware that we're doing this every single day, and that's going to impact our ability to change our reality. So what determines the 140 versus the 134? So we don't see the world as we are, or we don't see the world as it is, sorry, we see it as we are. So we have this thing called the reticular activating system in our mind. It is the world's most powerful GPS. I want everybody to take their hand for a minute. Take your hand for me. I want you to do this. Nobody will hit you, I promise. There's always somebody who's like, are you going to come slap me? All right. This is how you see your world. And your hand is your belief systems, your past experiences, your emotions. You filter everything through those belief systems. If you still have your hand up, you can take it down. I didn't say that once at a workshop, and there was like some guy in the corner who just sat there for like the next 20 minutes like this, and I was like, he's either really into this or he doesn't realize he can stop. So our belief systems become the blinders through which we see our reality. How many people were taught growing up that money didn't grow on trees? Or, keep your hands up, you were taught that you had to work hard to make money. So if you have those belief systems, your filters are set that way, which means the only things that you see are things that are hard, things that take a lot of time or effort. Anything that's fun, anything that's aligned with your passions, anything that's passive, it's going to be outside of those blinders. We have to open up our blinders to get something different. I grew up in a lower middle class family who talks about how we don't need money. Okay? And so I was living in Australia. I was making about $60,000 a year, which is about what my mom and dad combined made. So I'm at my glass ceiling. And back then, I thought a little bit smaller, and I thought, you know, if I could just get to 80 grand a year, I'd like make it rain. Like, I would have so much money. So I started looking for all these opportunities to make more money, and I put together like the most complicated business consulting models you've ever seen. I did every MLM I could possibly do, and as soon as I started making money from the MLM, I was like, oh, I can't do that anymore. Right? My unconscious mind like freaked out, like, oh, $30, no thank you. Right? Meanwhile, I had this guy who owned a gym, and he said, we want to expand, and I want to bring you on to the board of directors. We'll give you 10% and 60 grand a year. So this guy wants to like double my income, 20 hours a week, 60 grand, and give me 10% of the company. What do you think my response to him was? I'm a little bit embarrassed to say this out loud, but I'm going to tell you guys. I said, if you want to ask me on a date, just ask me. You don't have to give me 10% of your company. I'm not even kidding. Because my filters were set that it wasn't that easy. So your filters might be closing you off to opportunities that are sitting right in front of you. He offered me this like 10 times before I was finally like, wait, you're serious. Okay, let's do this. Right? But I had to do some mindset work. Okay? So I want you to write this down. Every behavior is a symptom of the belief systems. Most people will attempt to change the behavior. I need to do more offers. But there is a belief system behind why you're not putting out as many offers as you want. Why you're not doing the deals that you want to do. When we change the belief system, the behaviors will change. Okay, when we change the belief system, the behavior will change. And when the behavior changes and the belief system change, our reality changes. Okay? So every belief system that we reprogram or every empowering belief that we install into our mind is a seed for our future that we plant. But I need to give you a warning on this. Sometimes we don't reap what we sow. So, there's a farmer. In the spring, he goes out and he diligently plants his crops. All spring and summer long, he does everything right. He waters the crops. He makes sure that it's fertilized. He pulls the weeds. He does everything he's supposed to make sure his crop thrives. And it is. And then a storm rolls through. We're expecting this in our back in Dallas today, by the way. They're like, tornado warning. I'm like, good. Hopefully we come back to a house. So there's a storm that rolls through, right? Hail, lightning, maybe a tornado or two. And it decimates the farmer's crops. Decimates it. Harvest time rolls around, and there is nothing for him to harvest. So when the next spring comes, that farmer has two choices to make. Give in to the fear that another storm will blow through and decimate his crop, or plant the seeds anyways. Okay? After every storm, we all have two choices to make. That storm might be recession. That storm might be a failure, quote unquote, failure, or a mistake, or a missed opportunity. You have the same two choices. Are you going to give in to the fear? Anybody choosing that option? Who's going to plant the seeds for the future? And know that more, not very many hands went up there, okay. Know that more often than not, we will reap what we sow. But we have to know that we don't even have a chance to harvest a crop if we don't plant the seeds. Okay? So, by now, the seeds that we plant will determine our future. So, by now, how many of you can see that in order to create a new reality and to accelerate your success, you surrender to your future self? Who can see that? Okay, beautiful. And by now, who can see that stress addiction has been the thing holding you back? Who can see that? All right. And by now, who can see that by rewiring your belief systems, you can create a powerful new reality very quickly? Who sees that? Beautiful. So, let me ask you a question. How many of you feel a little bit like this right now? Like, I've just opened the fire hose and like, how many of you feel like this? Okay. So, I told Vina that I would only talk for 90 minutes. I could be here for days, trust me. But would it be okay if I took the last couple minutes of our time together to share with you how you can accelerate and really hack into the mind to change that software? Would that be okay? Yes. All right, beautiful. Let's do it. So I have a program called the Rapid Rewire System. And this is a 3-day live training. You can attend virtually from the comfort of your home, or you can join me in person. The next training will be November 18th to 20th in Lexington, Kentucky, so only a couple hours away. Okay? It is a 3-day live training. If you're virtual, I'll still be there answering your questions, going through it. In this training, we are going to dive even deeper into the tools, and we're actually going to use the tools on the weekend to start making change. Okay? You're going to get the digital and the audio recordings of the training that you can go back to anytime that you want. And you're going to get a manual, so everything that we talk about in a manual. And for those of you who want it, you will be eligible to become a certified NLP or neuro-linguistic practitioner. Neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, okay? In this program, we are going to reprogram your beliefs even faster. Okay, there are certain tools that we can use. You can't do them alone, which is why I haven't given them to you, and it would take me longer than 90 minutes to teach them. But there are tools where you can reprogram your beliefs as quickly as in 15 minutes. Okay? And we're going to install new empowering belief systems for you and create your new reality in that weekend. You're going to walk away from this weekend with new beliefs about money and your self-worth. We are going to reprogram food habits. Some people I'll show you in a minute, they have lost weight just by not craving ice cream anymore. Not wanting to drink that beer or that diet soda. Okay? We're going to get you out of procrastination. We're going to reprogram your brain and take out the neural pathway for procrastination. Okay? We are going to get rid of your negative triggers and your disempowering habits. This program runs every 6 to 8 weeks. So if you're like, November 18th to 20th doesn't work for me, that's cool. I run these frequently. You can come to whichever one suits you. There's always a live and a virtual option. We are going to reprogram your mind, like I said, in the training. Okay? Jess, front row, right? The reason why I'm here has completely transformed her life and her business as a result of this training, as a result of learning these tools. And she'll be floating around this weekend if you want to ask her some questions about how it's changed for her. Elizabeth is another real estate investor. She's not here. She's in Texas. She came to me with severe anxiety after this weekend, was able to actually leave the house and go on a date night to a restaurant with her husband, which used to cause her intense anxiety. She's also lost 6 pounds without making a single change. Hasn't changed her gym routine just by coming to this, because that emotional baggage, that garbage can we talked about, actually has weight. She lost like 6 pounds in a week. Okay? James said this was the most inspirational and influential program he's ever come to. He lost 30 pounds in 3 months, completely transformed his business, and is making more money than he ever has before. Okay? This program is valued at $2,997. For those of you who are like, I don't know if I can attend in November, or I don't want to wait 2 weeks to get started, I'm also going to throw in my self-mastery package. This is going to give you a series of meditations, workbooks, and video replays that you can watch so you can start overcoming imposter syndrome, improving your confidence right now, overcoming procrastination, and I'm going to give you a formula that shows you how to set goals in a way that you will actually achieve. Because most people don't achieve their goals. So I'm going to show you how to do that. Okay? Nancy is in commercial real estate. When she used these tools, she went on to have her first six-figure quarter. Roshana went from having to drive Uber every Christmas to make sure she had enough money to buy gifts for her family to growing her business to have her first $25,000, then $30,000 a month, went on to get her first six-figure year in the middle of the global pandemic. This happened in 2020. And Melissa did the exact same thing. She hit six figures, 100,000 in 2020. She did about 300,000 in 2021. And I think she is at about 800,000 for this year, just by having these tools. So throwing that in, that brings the total value of this package to $4,226. I know that sometimes we attend these trainings and we need a little bit of support after, right? We know that self-sabotage is part of stress addiction. So I'm going to give you my Mind Mastery Support Package, which means for 12 weeks after you attend the 3-day training, I'm going to be there to support you. You're going to have a Facebook group where you can ask questions, where you can share what's going on for you and get support from myself and other people in the community. There's going to be 3 months of weekly exercises. The difference between knowledge and wisdom is whether we integrate and embody it in our life. So I'm going to walk you step by step through how you integrate this into your life so that the transformation is complete, so that you don't have to worry about sliding back to where you were before. Okay, and there's going to be a monthly group coaching call so that I can provide a little bit more support for you. Colin was a Major League Baseball player. He then went on to become a pitching coach for the San Diego Padres. He came to me with intense anxiety, feeling like somebody was sitting on his chest all the time, couldn't sleep at night. With these tools, he's anxiety free. Laura went on to accelerate her career by being able to get up and speak confidently and with integrity instead of having her voice shake and tremble. Mandy went on to have her first $10,000 week in her business and has completely transformed her life, her health, and her business as a result of these tools. Okay? So the total value of the package now, $7,223. There's one more thing I'm going to give you, and this is important. It is a lifetime ticket. At every level you grow to, there's a new devil. So I'm going to give you lifetime access to reattend the 3-day training as often as you want, so that as you grow, you can come back and solidify these tools in your mind, change any new beliefs that come up for you because of new experiences that you have. You can repeat the 3-day training, like I said, whenever, and the 12-week program after. You'll have that access. Okay? So Steve came to me. His doctor was worried about his type 2 diabetes. Said, you have less than 10 years to live. Within 6 months of doing this training, he reversed his type 2 diabetes. His doctor was like, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. Okay? He also completely transformed his relationship with his daughter. She went from only saying F you to him when he'd communicate to them going on a cross-country road trip and her texting him every day telling him how much she loved him. Okay? Renee said that this was the missing piece. This allowed her to actually take action on all the things that she had learned in other seminars, conferences, courses before. So if you're like, well, I've spent the money before and I haven't done anything with it, this program is the missing piece. Okay? Josh went on to collect $75,000 in 1 week because he got out of his own way. He stopped feeling guilty about asking for money. So the lifetime ticket is valued at $9,997. That brings the total package to $17,220. So let me ask you a question. What would it be worth to you to let go of the beliefs that you have around money right now so you could actually receive it? How much money would you make if you could receive it? Would you pay $3,000 to let go of that? How many people would pay that? Yeah? Okay. How much money could you make if you stopped procrastinating and took more action? And how much more money could you make in your life if you felt more confident? If you just knew that you could and you trusted in yourself to follow through. Okay? So I had a decision to make. I could get up here and pour into you for 90 minutes and give you all that I have and then walk away. Or I could share this program with you, have an investment behind it, but know that I can support you a whole lot more than what I can in this big room. Okay? So it's not going to be. Your investment's not going to be $17,000. If you went to my website, you would find that this is $1,997. Because you've already invested your time with me today, I'm going to do even better than that. Today only, it's going to be $997. Okay? You're going to get that entire package for $997. Just head to the tables at the back of the room, and they will help you out there. So now you have two choices. You can decide to do nothing, and nothing changes. Or you can decide to be the farmer who plants those seeds and knows that you are going to reap what you sow. I'm going to make it a no-brainer for you with my guarantee. You show up to the first day, you gain nothing from it, I will give you a full refund, no questions asked. That's how confident I am that in one day together, I can change your life. Okay? So the real question is, are you going to plant the seeds to give you every possible advantage? We're hearing a lot about recession right now, and the people who are going to thrive in the upcoming economy are going to be the people who have the mindset to withstand what comes, the mindset to see the opportunity through their belief systems. And I like to reward people who take immediate action. So the first five people who go to the back of the room, you're also going to get a free one-on-one coaching session with me. So I will work with you personally to help you clear out whatever limiting belief is blocking you. Yep.
Can you break your spouse?
Come and talk to me after, because I hadn't thought about that one, okay? So the first five people are going to get that one-on-one coaching session, so make sure you head back there. This is everything that you get, $997. I will be heading to the back table, so if you do have any questions, you can come and talk to me there.
Great speech.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go put it up.